There's a storm across the valley, the clouds are rolling in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulders. There's a truck out on the four lane, a mile or more away. The whining of his wheels just makes it colder.
Welcome to Community Forum. Today is October 10th, 2023. My name is Priscilla Almquist Olson, your host. And today we're welcoming on the show three very active ladies, all graduates of Oliver Rames High School, younger than I am, of course. Not that much younger. But they are loyal members, as I am, of the Easton Historical Society and Museum. And they're here today to tell about a really interesting program that's coming up on October 22nd at the Depot on Mechanic Street, the home of the Historical Society and Museum. And it runs from 12:30 to 4:30. 12:30 to 4:30. So welcome, Virginia Moore Murray and Joanne Duhamel.
And England.
What was your maiden name?
Duhamel.
Oh, Duhamel. Right.
Yes, I'm Joanne England.
Oh, you're in, oh, okay. Joanne Duhamel England. You see how we're all dated? And in Worcester Drury. And Anne, of course, is the daughter of Buddy Worcester, whom we all admired and loved, who was a teacher of English at Oliver Rames High School for so many years, but also the author of the book of photographs that one can buy at the Historical Society that Jonathan Coe took. He took the photos and Buddy wrote the, shall we say, the lyrics to the book. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you,
Priscilla.
So tell me, Ginny, how did this, what's the name of this program?
Growing up in Easton in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
And what sorts of things are you going to have?
Well, we have an assortment of things. It's very eclectic. I brought a little Ginny doll with me today.
And how appropriate.
Yes, this is my little Ginny doll. I was never thinking as a little girl named Virginia that there'd ever be a doll named after me. So that was pretty exciting. And Joanne brought some records from
so
the period.
Tell us where your albums come from.
Okay.
You can hold it up and show
all
the
right.
audience.
So hopefully our whole program will show the contrasts of the years growing up, starting in the 50s through the 70s. And I chose these albums to show the stark contrast between the 1950s and then what evolved into the 60s and the 70s, which of course is the Beatles and the music and the culture changed so very much between these eras of these years. Easton always remained the same, the small town, but within there was a lot going on and influenced us growing up in Easton in those years.
Mm. And Anne, what is your contribution?
I think mostly, memories of the 60s and 70s. I have done a whole board or display that connects with the 1970s. I also have appropriated a whole lot of vintage candy. I have these little gold nuggets in the bag. I have Beeman's gum, which probably predates the 1970s, but I remember going down to the corner store and buying a lot of the candy. So we're gonna have a lot of vintage candy mm-hmm. at the open house, along with some home-baked goods that are connected with the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Well, this is interesting. And so when one comes on the 22nd, which is a Sunday from 12:30 to 4:30 at the Historical Society on Mechanic Street, the Depot, we all know, what else is one going to see? I mean, there's such an amazing amount of items from this era.
There is.
I think when you walk in, you should be blasted by music from the period. And that will be kind of the beginning. You ought to be able to see Midnight Chocolate Cake that was a staple of the cafeteria and one of our favorite desserts in the Easton school system. forever. What else?
I have a lot of old newspapers from those times, and politically, and what was going on in the country was very interesting and did impact us as students, mm-hmm. especially the draft. And I do have a copy of a draft notice. But there are a lot of things that happened between those years within our own country that sort of evolved. And as I say, the music reflected that.
Absolutely. And what else do you see as part of the exhibit?
One of the things that I include, I graduated from Olive Rams in 1974, so I do have an old newspaper and some photos connected with that graduation and that class. I also was a member of the very first women's or girls track team at Olive Rams, which started in 1973. I believe we were just a club the first year. And then the second year, we were a team, but we competed. And I actually have my number from one of my events and a third prize in the long jump. So I think in terms of like women, and I wasn't overly involved in sports, but I think in terms of women's sports, things evolved a lot during that time, too.
Yeah, and that was a really revolutionary time for women, wasn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly,
yeah.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Title 10.
Yes.
Or was it 9?
Title 9?
9, I think, yeah. Came in, and look what's happened today. We have women who have achieved Olympic gold and the tennis. Think about all the U.S. Open tennis players and the golf. Look at what's happened to golf. Mm-hmm. It used to be a men's sport, no longer. And with some of the sports, the women's competitions are a lot more interesting and have more attendance than some of the men's. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, years ago, I don't know how many years back, not too many, I went to Wheaton College to hear Gloria Steinem speak. Mm-hmm. And after the lecture, I asked her if she thought we had really changed things for women since the 60s, because that was, we were feminists and all. And she said, think about it. She said, what were your options? And I said, oh, being a teacher or a nurse. Mm-hmm. I became a teacher. Joanne became a nurse.
I became a nurse.
Teacher, nurse, or secretary. And,
that was
choices.
And I looked at my daughter, who was there, and she majored in chemistry and geology, and she was a scientist. Mm. So, you know, we have changed things, and it's all for the good. And sometimes baby boomers are kind of looked at as a relic these days.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're ever going to be old in our minds. You know, we're just strong.
No.
But nostalgia is fun. And so I was big into music. And so I have pictures of the Sound of Music that we performed in at the Immaculate Conception Church in 1966. We did the Sound of Music, and Lisa Lupica, who became Lisa Garcia, was in it. She remembers that fondly. And Mrs. Ashley took us to the Brockton Symphony Orchestra as seniors in high school. So they had always a strong music program. Mm. And the library, I have a bookmark that the Ames family brought back from Italy on one of their trips. And I was fortunate enough to win the sixth grade reading contest that year.
Oh, wow.
So.
And you got that bookmark.
I did.
Wow, what a treasure. So that'll be on display too.
Well,
I
suspect it's in a book that's half read somewhere that I am still looking for. So.
Well, isn't it true? I have donated so many artifacts, so many items, and I'm sure you have too. Uh-huh. Ginny and Joanne are on the board of directors for the Historical Society, and in Jewelry Sheath, you have written wonderful, wonderful newsletters that have gone out to all the members. And every month there's a new topic. There are photos that go with it, all kinds of interesting information, much of which most of us don't know. And so it's a wonderful contribution that you're doing. and to get back to Ginny's point, I remember I graduated in 1960. So yes, being a teacher or a nurse. And so I became a teacher, even though I was valedictorian of my class. And the, and I just didn't have the mindset. We weren't given that mindset to do more. Well, in the 60s, I became an activist feminist. I worked for the civil rights cause and the women's cause, and also, of course, many of us against the war in Vietnam, too. So all those causes brought me to law school. And so I retired in 2012 after 35 years practicing law, but I was a teacher for 10. So part of that movement in the 60s that came to birth in the 70s, right, Anne? And which gave women the right to choose whatever they wanted and whatever they dreamed of or whatever they were good at came to fruition. And so for me, I was fortunate that I became involved in all those causes, which made me think beyond just being a teacher. But I was a good teacher. And I think as an attorney, teaching and being able to explain things succinctly, factually, is important. So my years as a teacher benefited me when I became a lawyer. And obviously having these shows, lawyers are entertainers, and hopefully that's rubbed off too. And I have donated so many things, and if you go into the ladies' room of the Historical Society, you will see all these dolls and teddy bear and other things that came from the 30s, 40s, 50s that I donated. And we're still doing it, right? Some of us are doing Swedish death cleaning, and so the Historical Society is going to get much more stuff, and hopefully we'll see a lot of the 50s, 60s, and 70s nostalgia. Right. So what else do you expect, Anne, from this exhibit?
I hope a lot of people will come down and enjoy what we have. We have a video that Steve Anderson, one of our directors, has created that was actually made for the class reunion, 1969, am I correct, I think?
Yes,
I think so. It's going to be streaming. It's about that particular class. There's a lot of football. And what was the they used to do it all over Rames with the sticks and the gymboree.
Oh, yes, the gym
that
jam.
In that video, mm-hmm. which is going to be playing in the background.
Oh, my goodness, that was the...
That's interesting. Yeah.
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 The bamboo sticks.
The bamboo
yes.
sticks.
Oh my
yes.
gosh, that was incredible.
I remember doing it in gym class, but they had stopped doing the gymboree by the
yes.
time.
Yes.
Yes. I gotcha.
They were always fun.
They were.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. And so, Joanne, do you hope, besides hoping that people will come and maybe you could talk about a little bit about membership?
Oh, yes. Hopefully that they'll join or think about joining, and we'll have the membership forms there available. We have some good deals on membership and some discounts for seniors and families and whatever, and that would be nice to get more involvement in the Historical Society and just see what we do and learn more about Easton.
Yeah, and to preserve the history and the social history as well, and the industrial history.
Yes.
And so forth. It's so important. And
yes, it is.
Let me tell you, it's only $7 a year for seniors. I mean, you can't beat that
price.
I know,
you can't beat that.
So most of us donate a little bit more than that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you don't have to. So
right.
you know, come and help out to continue and preserve the history of Easton. Ginny, do you have any other last words you want to say about...
Well, I just wanted to say we're grateful to Hazel Perella for all she's done throughout the years for the Historical Society and Museum. She is one of a kind and a treasure mm-hmm. of her own. She always comes to events, too. So,
yes, she does.
So that would be an added plus for people to see
yes.
her there.
Yes, right. So she'll be there with bells on.
Yes.
my class had its 63rd reunion 2 weeks ago, and she came to the meet and greet at the... Historical Society, and also to our reunion luncheon the following day, and Bill Nixon showed up, and he's 95.
Oh, wonderful.
Bill Nixon was the teacher
wonderful.
Of history and the coach with Val Moscato, Muzzy, and of course Hazel. We have always invited Hazel and Bill Nixon to all our reunions, and they have faithfully attended. So it was wonderful to see them again too, and. And Hazel is amazing. She is so well preserved, not just from the neck down, but from the neck up. It is amazing.
Yeah, she is.
And she's 91 this year, I think.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So God bless her. All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for coming, and thanks for your dedication to the Historical Society and so forth. And I'm looking forward to this wonderful celebration. And remember, you don't have to be graduates from the 50s, 60s, the 70s to come and enjoy this. It's an educational experience as well to see what was happening during those eras. So come and bring your children. They'll be interested too. Again, that's October 22nd, Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30. Hopefully you will all make time and share this with your family. We'll see you then. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for my guests.
Thank you.
And until next time, be well.